We are learning now Dr. Gimel Omed Aleph and Mesechlas Me'ilah. We're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Yabez Omed Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol Royu L'Mizbeach, anything that Royu, it can be brought to the Mizbeach, V'loy L'Bedegabayis, or certain things are Royu L'Bedegabayis, V'loy L'Mizbeach, and certain things are Loy L'Mizbeach, V'loy L'Bedegabayis, but it's still Kaddish. All those things can have me'ilah, maya leba. The Mishnah saying is that it doesn't have to be only royal things that are royal in Mizbeach, that are suitable for the Mizbeach, or suitable for Bedek Abayis. Even things that are not suitable, but it could be hektish, and there will be me'ilah. And the Mishnah goes to give some examples. Ketzad. Hektish bar mali mayim. You have this bar, this pit, this water pit, and it's full of water. You makdish this bar that's full of water. That is an example of something that's only royal for Bedek Abayis and not for the Mizbeach. Because the water could be used to make cement, to build, you know, the building things that are based on Mikdash. You need cement. So it's royal for cement, but it's not royal for the Mizbeach. There's no purpose, you know, having water for the Mizbeach. And Tosfos speaks out, even though you wash the insides of a carbon, they didn't use a water from a bar. They had a little stream in the Beis Hamikdash that they used for that. And also Nisach HaMayim cannot be used from this. So Bar Mali Mayim is only for Bedek Abayis. Only suitable for Bedek Abayis, not for Mizbeach. Ashbois Malei Zevel. If you have these garbage dumps of dung, those things are not royal for Mizbeach or Bedek Abayis. But it still can have Mila, because if you makdish it to Hektish, then they can sell it and use the money. If you have a chicken coop with birds, with doves, so then that's royal for Mizbeach, it's suitable for Mizbeach, but it's not suitable for Bedek Abayis. And Taisa says, because you don't take apart the shoivach and use it, it's not a normal thing to take apart the coop to use it for Bedek Abayis. So we just now, the first three cases covered all three type of things. Bar Mali Mayim is good for Bedek Abayis, Ashbois Malei Zevel is not good for anything, not suitable for anything, and Shoivach Mali Yoinim is suitable for Mizbeach, not for Bedek Abayis. Ilo Mali Paris, you have a tree with Paris in it, that's another thing that's not Royu for Bedek Abayis or for Mizbeach. Ilo Mali Paris, Sodim Mali Asavim, those things are still Mayalim Behem, Umash Vesaycha. You're Mayalim in it and everything, you know, Mayalim in the thing itself and the thing that's in it. But, Avim Hikdash Bar, if you make this a bar without any water, then it got filled up with water, or ashpa, or it's like a dump. Afterwards, it got full of zevel, full of dung, or a shoivech. You makdish a chicken coop, and after the hektish of chicken coop, it got full of doves, or ilon, you had a tree, and afterwards it got full of pears, or soda, or a field, it got afterwards full of grass. These things, there's me'ilah in it itself, and there's no me'ilah in what's inside it. What's the reason? Because this mandayama holds that anything that is gedulei hektish, even if it grows from hektish, is not hektish. So therefore, you only mayal in the thing itself, not what comes afterwards, that's pashit. And even if it grows from it, also there's no me'ilah on that. Rav Yossi argues on the last two cases, Rav Yossi ma maktish sasada or va ilon, then mayalim behem, you mayalim it uve gedulayim, and it's things that grow from it, peshen gedulei hektish, cause they are called gedulei hektish. They are called gedulei hektish. And he also gedulei hektish is also alts me'ilah. Zokta mishna vayta, vlad hame useres, lo yinuk mena museres. A museres is a behemoth that was set aside for ma'aser, so it's a carbon, and it has a baby. That baby cannot, and the baby is chulin. That baby, because the baby was born before it became Meiser, it was born before. So the behemoth, the baby is chulin, the vlad is chulin, the child is chulin. It cannot nurse from the mother, which is hektish, because that's being nana from hektish. Leinik ben amusaris, v'acher misnadvim kain. So one of the pshatim means that other people give their animals in order to nurse these little behemoths that don't have someone, you know, a behemoth to nurse from. They give the, you know, they supply the nursing behemoths for them. The same thing, Vladim Mukadoshim. If you have somebody that's hektish and had a baby before it became hektish, like Yunuk Mukadoshim, shouldn't nurse from its mother, which is hektish. V'achem is nadim kain, others, you know, are nadim. You know, you should know that there's a different pshat Tosfos says different shava acher misnadim. What it means is that you could make a tanai before you make it maisa or hektish. You can make a tanai that I want it to be able to nurse its, you know, its offspring that are chulin, and that tanai works. It's a chiddush in Tosfos. That's why we touched in the pashtos. We touched the other way. The Mishnah says further, "Hapayalim lo yochlu mina groigers hektish." That means the halacha is when workers work on fields or on trees, they could eat from it. They can eat from the fruits, but by its hektish they can't eat from it. We'll see the marks of drasha for that. V'chein parah v'kashina hektish. Also, we know like sachsam shor b'dishoy. The halacha is that even though it says you're not allowed to muzzle a behema while it's threshing, but by hektish you could, because you're not allowed to eat hektish. That's meila. That's the end of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara v'aita. K'toni v'lada musaris lo yinoik mana musaris. A child, an offspring of a behema that's meiser, should not nurse from its mother, which is mice, which is hektish. Not immediately. How do we know this halacha? Amrav achtivar ami asya havara avara mechor. Learn out havara avara mechor. Ma bechor moilim boy. Af cholav hamuseres moilim boy. We learn out from bechor. Just like bechor, you're moiling everything, including its milk. And the interesting thing is that a bechor is all a zachar, doesn't have milk. But since if everything it has, everything, the whole bechor, anything that's part of it, you're moiling, so you learn out that by source, every part of it is meila, including the milk. Av chol musaris moil and boy. Chol of amakadoshim nami asi ima ima bechor. Chol of amakadoshim also learn out from bechor ima ima that the chol of is asa bahana. Now before we learned that chol of amakadoshim there's no me'ila. So what it means is that there's isa bahana must be a shtickle isa no deraisa. I the lashon is bechor moil and boy. So Taisa says lav dafka moil and boy. It's not lav dafka because it says for there's no me'ila. And just we're saying over here that it can't nurse from its mother by Musara is a Isser, maybe it's the Raisa, but it's not an Issa Me'ila. It's Issa Hanah. Because the Gemara said before, the Mishnah said before, the Chol of HaMakadosh does not have Me'ila. So Taizah speaks out, Losh Me'ila is Lav Dafka. So the Gemara Vait, it said in the Mishnah, Pa'ilmo Yoichlu, my timer, Omrav Achtavi Bar Ami Dama Kroli, Sachsum Shar B'Dishoy. You shouldn't muzzle a shor while it's threshing. Dishay shalach, your dishay, v'loy dishay shahektish, and not the dayish of hektish, not the threshing of hektish, and therefore, by threshing of hektish, you could muzzle the behemoth. Last halacha in this Gemara, hadosh kila'ilim besada. Kila'ilim are a type of beans, and we're talking about chulin, but it's a sada hektish, it's a field that's hektish. Could you thresh, when you thresh in a field, could you do the dosh on these beans in a field of hektish? It says, no, if you do that, ma'al, ya'ayra mila. Mara asked, but we know, anything that's v'chubah l'karka, there is no me'ila. Ain't me'ila v'chubah, it says later on, that you'd chesam v'beis. But with talosh bina, you need to be a talosh. Omer avinu, avinu answer, shvam, you know, you see from here, afka ma'ila. The dust of the field is good for the beans, and therefore when you're threshing, the dust comes up. So it comes out, you're being ma'il, you have me'ila on the talosh, on thing that's detached, which is the sand, which is the dust that goes over the beans, there is me'ila on that.